Gentlemen, welcome to the War Room, live here on Tuesday. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. With me, as always, Trevor Truitt. Made the drive all the way from wherever the fuck he lives. I can't remember. Trevor, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to be back. It feels like we're getting a little bit of a rhythm. You know, we had the summer activities, worked our ass off. It's hot as fuck outside.
Yep, I work in it.
Yeah, it's
you work inside.
I do.
You work inside a Walmart.
I do.
Keep going.
Still hard work.
Oh yeah.
You know, if I worked outside, you'd have to get used to it, obviously. And when I step outside, I think, wow, I don't want to be here unless I want to be in water.
But you ever walk outside and be like, huh, Jared's a fucking asshole. I'm glad he's out in this shirt.
Fuck that asshole.
He's having a horrible day. So, Trevor, what you been up to, buddy? I feel like I barely see you anymore. You know, I feel like people wonder. Oh, I wonder if they're feuding.
You know,
I wonder if they're going to split up the podcast.
Well, you know, we have enough listeners to generate that kind of interest in this one because nobody will fucking listen to us. No,
it's so funny that we're on year two or three, really.
Yeah, this is year three.
Yeah, we're on year three, and we're still screaming into the void at people. You know, the only people, like, the people that are listening, like, are friends that, like, genuinely like us, and then, like, maybe some fucking guys out of the country for some reason that are into us. I don't know.
They're spying on us, I think.
I wish there was a way for them to fucking reach out and,
reveal yourself.
Yeah, that'd be great, but, like, you know, we were still screaming at people. It's their responsibility to make us fucking bigger. It's like, listen, everybody, don't you understand how this works? You listen.
And we
you
keep,
listen.
The more you listen, the more we'll produce.
The more we
can quit our other jobs, it's making us not do this podcast. How about that?
The more you listen, the less I have to, like, work. And then the more I can work at this. But
yeah.
The less you listen, the more it just makes me seem like I'm an asshole with a microphone. And I'm hanging out with my asshole buddy, who also has a microphone. But anyway, you know, other than it feeling like fucking someone left the oven on at full max heat, you know what I'm saying? It feels like that right now. It's pretty nice outside. You know, that's the weather report. You're from the War Room.
Yeah, it's beautiful out.
It is, but, you know, so coming up, we got the Steve Miller Journey and Def Leppard show, Trevor. I know you're excited about that.
Excited.
Cam and I, it's official. I can finally say it. We're going to Las Vegas. I'm going there for my first time. I'm going to get a fucking suit. White blazer, black pants, fucking, what are those called? The little tiny ties?
The bow ties?
Yeah, a little bow tie with a red flower. I'm going to look like fucking James Bond. We're going to go eat at the buffet at Mandalay Bay. I'm going to be dressed like fucking a million bucks. I'm just kidding.
Hey, this is pretty cool, guys.
I think we're going to go to either Ramsey's place or...
It's pretty good. It's expensive, but I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, I feel like even if you go to a McDonald's there, it's fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah. Everything's expensive.
Yeah. So, like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, who goes to Las Vegas and is like, oh, I'm going to penny pinch? Don't be a fucking asshole.
No, but it does, like, it does get to the point where you're like, God damn. Like, yeah, come on. Like, it's like, because when you, even when you go into like a fucking.
Shit, Trevor, we just spent $50 on barbecue between three people. I mean,
yeah, but that ain't nothing in Las Vegas. Yeah. You'll go in and fucking, if you go into like a little Target or a Walgreens they have, and they're like five of these rooms put together. They're just like these little ones in the side you can go into. I mean, still stuff like a fucking 24-pack of water is probably like $10.
Oh, my God.
So, but that's the best place to go. Like, go there, because if not, you're going to get just fucked everywhere.
I don't want to get fucked everywhere.
Or what you do is you get a fucking, you find one of those little restaurants that's got a cup. And you can take it to all the fucking restaurants or the same place and get fucking, you can, it says you have to pay for a dollar refills. Nah, you just fucking get that cup and you fill it up when the fuck ever nobody's gonna say anything. So I did anyway.
Listen, everyone always tells me you have to do this, you have to do that. I don't have to do nothing.
I mean, yeah, you don't. You don't have to do nothing.
If I had it my way, we wouldn't leave Mandalay Bay. There's plenty to do there.
There is, but it's just,
and
like,
also the money you spend to pay, why would I leave?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We're going to rent a fucking cabana out for a day and live like fucking kings and pharaohs out there. Hopefully, besides, at least there's not a mutiny or something. So that we're going to enjoy ourselves. I'm going to fucking scream, go fuck yourself at people across the pool that are just there. You know what I'm saying? On the fake beach where the sand is. I'm going to be in a cabana going to the beach bars paying $20 for a Miller Lite. Go fuck yourself. And I'm going to have the security guards throw them out for being poor. Get those pores out of here.
The great thing about Vegas is you can sit there and, like, if you, I mean, you play slots, but you can sit there and, like, just play, like, low slots and fucking they'll come by and just give you fucking drinks.
So, have you ever tried to play poker?
I know I didn't play poker when I was there. I only really played slots.
Can you just play?
Yeah. It just, you got to find the, there's different fucking tables that are, some are a lot more expensive and shit like that, but.
Like, I just want to play.
Like, just walk up to a table?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can, yeah.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to be like, how much, you know, they're going to be
like, they'll say it's a
blah,
blah, blah buy-in or whatever. But usually, most of the time, there's a lot of tables and it's not like, I didn't see a lot of them that were full. So, I mean, you can just play with the fucking dealer, play with maybe one other person or whatever you want to do.
Oh, dude, I'll sit there and play poker all fucking night. Can I make some serious dough playing that?
Well, I mean, you can.
Or do you have to, like, so I wonder. It's like, I know how to play the game, but I don't know how to play the game that is playing poker in a, you know, casino.
In a casino, yeah.
I've only been to a casino one time. I went in the only time I ever went to a casino. It was around after my 18th birthday. It was me and two guys whose names I'm not going to name. Fucking originally. Do you remember, where would this have been? 2016, there was a really bad storm. It knocked all the power out in town in Fort Gibson for a while. We were at Highway 10. Our power was out. I mean, God knows. I mean, all I know is it was bad.
I think
bad.
I know what you're talking about.
It
yeah.
was bad. And I remember my buddy was like, listen, there's power out in Tulsa. We're all 18 now. Why don't we go to a casino? And then
that wasn't when the flood happened. Were you talking about?
No.
Right?
Oh,
okay.
No. We were still at the house at Highway 10. We're like, all right, let's go to a casino and then we'll go to the strip club. I'm like, yeah, let's go. They got fucking $34 in singles on me. So I'm like, yeah, let's go. I fucking go. We go to the casino first. You're like, maybe we'll win some money to go spend at the strip club. Yeah, or whatever.
That's a pipe dream if I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a pipe dream.
What's your golden night? Win enough money to pay. Get a dance or two, baby. I want a dance. You hit something. Like,
yeah.
You hit a big 100.
Pipe dream,
you're like,
all right.
Yeah,
hitting
bosh.
A crack pipe and then coming up with that fucking plan. That's what that fucking was. And so, like, we go to this fucking
the
casino.
Best homeless guy of all time. You raise yeah. money to
I got
34
bucks so I can go win more and go to get straight. Yeah, dude, it's the dirt bags like dream is to go and hit it big at the casinos and then go blow it at a strip club where they're not gonna get anything done to them. Like, yeah, but anyway, so We go.
You're gonna not want to touch him, also, dude. Yeah. His fucking grubby motherfucker.
Great, I gotta give this guy a lap dance.
He's gonna get the girl with the biggest tits too. You already know.
Oh yeah, so again, and then she's gonna rub her tits on his face, and like when she looks at her tits, there's gonna be like grease stains
on her fucking. He was fucking changing his oil.
End her night early, or she'll just go rub it on some guy's face.
He's in a boiler. Oh my god, rub it.
Listen, I'm getting. Listen, all right, this place I went to wasn't some chateau de pop. Okay, this wasn't some fucking Moulin Rouge place. This was a place called Night Trips in fucking Tulsa. This place was not exactly the all-star cast of strip clubs.
No, but it wasn't a Coco Bongos, you know.
Oh, it was like a step up from there. Coco Bongos should have been raided by all fucking federal departments. There are ATF, DEA, FDIC. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
When I think of that, I think of one particular person who... In his lifetime, he was connected with that. Like, he was at a strip club pretty regularly.
Do I know who you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, I won't name him either. Yeah. But anyway, so my two buddies are like, yeah, we'll go out there. So we go to this fucking casino. I just turned 18. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go hit it big, win a few $100 to go to the strip club. I didn't know how casinos worked. I didn't know you lost every time. And I fucking go in there. I put a 20 in this machine. Lost every penny of it in fucking minutes. Like, less than 5 minutes.
You do the Tom Cornelius, the max bet.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this, dude. I've got $14 left, and now we got to go to the strip club.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, fuck this. We were at that casino for 20 minutes, and I was there. I spent 5 minutes doing that, and then I just followed the other two around while they did whatever, and then...
It's like when you run out of your money as a kid in the arcade.
Oh, yeah, you just got to watch your friends play, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, we're getting to that. Just wait. So we go to fucking... So I go to Night Trips with $14. I'm like, God, I hope they don't have a cover charge.
That would suck.
So I get in there, and, you know, we're 18, but, you know, these guys, one of them had a fake ID, so he got a bucket of beer, so obviously we're all drinking. I mean, I don't know if you ever went to that place, but it wasn't exactly like...
Yeah, they're not.
They're not exactly...
Once they check your ID to get in, you're good.
Yeah, they're not going to do nothing. They're not putting wristbands on you.
Yeah.
So I go in there, and it's immediately... It's immediately the filthiest place I'd ever been to in my life. Filthy. Fucking 12:45 past midnight. Is the filthiest fucking place I've ever been to.
It's so like the Grand Theft Auto strip club. You know what I mean?
The one that's in the country where all the fucking... You know, there was maybe one good-looking stripper, but she had like 16 guys like surrounding her waiting their turn. So like then there was the other fucking heifers walking around. And like I thought that C-section scar... I'm not putting anybody down. But that C-section scar joke, you think it's a joke. It's not a fucking joke. You see them. That's why they turn the lights down in that place. You fucking think that.
Or when they come after you for a dance, it's the worst.
Well, I'm getting there. Like, we're sitting there, and I'm like, all right, I got $14 in my pocket. I gotta fucking play this smart.
Yeah, no dances.
No, well, so they had a thing, like a dollar dance thing there.
Yeah.
So I think I got $10 dances throughout the night. So I was like, all right, cool. I can just pay a dollar for a dance. So I'll just fucking dollar. I got $10 dances. I got $4 left at this point. I'm like, all right, bet. I got four more dances I can do here. Yeah, dude. It was horrible. It's terrible. And then finally, this one girl that kind of looked like an ex of one of my brothers, but grosser.
Oh,
yeah, and she like kind of like, and I'm fucking a kid. I'm 18. I wore my college shirt to the college of this. I wore the shirt of the college I was going to make myself look older. It's like, yeah, I'm a college man. I'm fucking.
I'm a college man.
I'm educated.
Oh, this guy here. What a guy! This guy sitting front row. Wow, I honestly thought he owned the place. I really did.
And she like. Literally, like, forced me to get a lap dance from her. I was like, oh, great. I wonder what this is going to run me. Oh,
fuck.
So she forces me. I'm not saying a damn word the whole time because I'm just waiting for her to ask me for
silence
the money.
Silence is consent.
Yeah, exactly. I should have said something like, no. But they were, like, really fucking, like, they were being, like, super forceful.
Yeah, they're, like,
they didn't like rejection, like, but then again, I'm an asshole in the strip club.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And I guarantee you they started being like, this guy's only giving out dollar dances, like, getting dollar dances. Like, we're not making nothing off this guy. But like, so like, so, I didn't even have enough to buy a bucket of beer. But I got 10 lap dances, 10 30 second lap dances.
So what happened after she gave you the fucking...
I'm like, so she's like, all right, that'll be $20. I'm like, I got four. She's like, you only have $4? I'm like, well, I had $10 dances. And she's like, you only brought $14 to a strip club? I was like, I didn't know. I didn't know how much it was going to be. And she's like, oh, well, you're going to have one of your friends pay me or something. So I went over to one of my friends, and I had to go to him with my head hanging down like a fucking like a dog that ripped up the couch. And I was like, listen, man, I'm in a pinch. I hold, and she's standing right behind me like I'm like she's my fucking like she's the neighbor and I hit through a baseball through a window. I'm like, listen, man, I owe her $16. And he was like, dude, are you fucking serious? And I was like, listen, you ain't got no choice. You're gonna have to pay it. You're the only one out of the three of us that actually has money. You're gonna have to pay it. And he reluctantly paid it and he was mad. We went home after that. It was like dad was like, all right, let's go, we're out of here. Because he had to do that.
Well, he's probably afraid you're going to do it again.
Well, yeah. Well, at that point, I was like, dude, we should probably get out of here. Like, yeah. I got forced into that because I kept telling him. I was like, dude, I'm sorry.
There's my money. There it is.
I kept telling him. I was like, listen, man, I didn't want to do that. I was going to just do the dollar dances. So we left, and that was my strip club career. That was the end of that. I never went back.
One and done, boys.
The only time I ever went to a casino to gamble and to a strip club was all done in the same night. Never went back again. It's been 8 years. I've been to casinos to eat lunch because I love eating chicken club sandwiches with the smell of cigarette smoke around me. So,
hey, they always got a good price on there.
Yeah, dude, and they got free drinks.
Dude, the Fort Gibson.
The Fort Gibson, dude.
They used to have breakfast.
I used to eat lunch there all the time. I never ate breakfast there. Oh, that's insane.
They used to have breakfast. And like when me and your dad would fucking go hard on a Saturday night, we'd wake up fucking hungover.
Go to the casino.
We'd go to the fucking casino.
I bet people thought we were, people like us were insane just showing up to the casino to eat lunch. And then just leave.
Leaving. What are these guys doing here, huh? We'd literally go. We would go on our lunch all the time. Like, there would be certain
lunch there, yeah, all the time.
There would be certain days where they'd have, like, fucking this. Did they get meatloaf or, you know,
I would
got
set
something.
My days up to where I would be over in that area while I was spraying so I could just pop right in there.
It was like eat lunch. $10. Under $10, and you get a fucking as much fucking pop as you want
I
to.
I remember it was a dude, yeah, I would just go get two of those, fill it up with the
yeah,
fucking Code Red.
One
Mountain
ice
Dew.
And one like just pop you could pour
oh,
in there.
Oh fuck that. I put ice in both and drinks in both. Fuck that. I just fucking like I'd go there and get the $12 grilled chicken sandwich with the fries.
And even you know, even
pretty good.
Even it. It's still not a bad place to fucking hang out, you know? It's,
no,
you always got some local bullshit band you can fucking... You know,
I remember, oh yeah, covers. The ZZ Top cover band was there. And Jason was all like, dude, ZZ Top's going to be at the Fort Gibson Casino. I'm like, what? So we go there, and I'm like,
what?
I look at
That's
these...
fucking insane.
And I know, and I, we get there, and I look at these guys, I'm like, it looks like fucking you and Luke with ZZ Top Halloween costumes on, fucking playing Give Me All Your Lovin'. And I was like, I looked at Jason and I was like, are you fucking retarded? Look at the drummer. The drummer's not
didn't
even like.
Notice how the crowd wasn't huge. It's crazy. We could just get in here and they're just playing a free show.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. I just walked right in. I just walked right in and they're playing.
I guess nobody heard. They just like randomly popped up. You're like, oh, ZZ Top pop up show. Can we play?
No one paying attention to these guys. There's no one paying attention. And I looked at Jason. I was like, you think these fucking guys are fucking ZZ Top? Look at them. Like, his beard is falling off.
Look, they got sunglasses on.
They had the furry, fuzzy guitars that ZZ Top had. And I was like, oh, yeah. The one that they had for that one music video.
It was sliding across the floor. Look at them.
Oh, I hate bands like that. Have some fucking dignity and write your own song.
Oh my god. Yeah, you know, like you play your covers to, you know, get your, you know.
Hey, doing covers is cool.
But you don't have to dress up as them.
No,
and them,
pretending
like,
to be somebody. You see me pretending to be Ozzy Osbourne, jumping up and down, talking in a British accent. You'd think I was fucking schizophrenic. You'd think I lost my mind. He's lost it. Jared's lost it. That's what you'd be saying. He's lost it.
He's lost it.
You imagine coming over here and I've got fucking, you know, I'm walking around fucked up. Screaming at Cam, calling her
Cameron.
Sharon. Calling her Cameron. Cameron. Yeah. You'd think I was fucking insane. These guys make a career out of it. I'm Billy Gibbons. No, you're not.
The fact that he actually thought that it was fucking ZZ Top.
He got me excited.
I can't believe that you didn't. You walked in and were like, are you like, didn't tell your dad? How did you not tell your dad? Because he would have been like, ZZ Top is playing at the Ford Gibson Casino.
Well, I knew people.
I'd honestly like to, I'd like to call him right now. I don't know if he'll answer, but I'd like to call him.
Well,
right
they
now.
Play at the River Spirit Casino and the Hard Rock and shit.
Yeah, but I'm going to see if he's getting it.
But not the above stage at the casino there. That's
yeah, we're fucking lucky,
the bar.
Lucky enough to get fucking.
They got fucking those one
Stoney LaRue, and we can't even fill up a field. But you know, we fucking, or we can fill up a field with Stoney LaRue, but we can't fucking
listen.
Pack out the casino.
Who are you calling?
Calling your dad.
About what?
I'm gonna ask him about this.
Yeah, when ZZ Not played.
Hello.
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 I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You're on the podcast, just so you know.
All right.
So Jared said that one time Jason told him that ZZ Top was going to play at the Fort Gibson Casino, and they both went there thinking that they were playing.
Jason and Jared did?
And it ended up being a ZZ Top tribute band where they were dressed up as
ZZ Top cover band?
Yeah, with the fuzzy guitars and the fake beards.
Okay, well, are you guys on fucking Quaaludes or something? Because it's not as funny as you've made it out to be to call somebody. And just, hey, remember that time we saw that ZZ Top was playing, but it wasn't. I mean,
well, Trevor thinks I'm stupid.
Yeah, then he thought that ZZ Top was going to play at the Fort Gibson Casino, and there wasn't a line to get in.
Yeah, Jason and I just walked right in, and they're playing above the bar. And the guy's the guy's beard's falling off. The drummer didn't even try to look like Frank Beard. He just looked like fucking the fat version of Trevor with glasses.
You guys are fucking dopes, man.
But Trevor just can't get it out of his mind. He's like, I can't believe you idiots thought that they would actually play there.
Fort Gibson, Oklahoma.
They have music acts there. They have
anybody fucking relevant at all. And ZZ Top is pretty
big.
They're
making fun of Jason and Jared.
Yeah,
Jason and Jared.
Yeah, we're not exactly Albert Einstein and Oppenheimer. Jason comes in my room. I'm fucking out of this world right at that point. And he's like, "Dude, ZZ Top's playing at the Fort Gibson Casino tonight." And I was like, yeah, let's fucking go. Are you great? Are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, let's go. And we just walked right in. And dude, well, the parking lot's always full, so you never know if it's because there's a concert or if there's a bunch of old people gambling their money
away. Yeah, you got a security guard driving around making people sign a fucking paper if you throw up.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yeah. What a fucking dick that guy was.
Oh, well, that's why we never actually, like, we tried to do a contract when I played with What's His Nuts. And we were going to do a contract to play with for, like, 8 of the Cherokee casinos. But, like, one of their biggest things was, like, you can't drink. And a couple of the guys in the band were, like, not having it. So we didn't do it.
Blow that. You can't drink.
They said we had to drink in the parking lot.
Oh, right.
It's like,
as they send the security guard around checking on you.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to get drunk and
sign this paper that says you're drinking in the parking lot.
He wants us to sit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, casinos.
Sign this paper if you're going to puke in the parking lot and drink.
Well, casinos, they cover their ass in all aspects.
You definitely did.
They got a form for everything.
Where is it? And you sign this paper. And say
those fucking Native Americans ain't fucking around. They cover their ass. Some white guy drinks himself to death in their parking lot. They can't have that. What? Was that a parrot?
Oh, Uncle Parrot.
Parrot? Oh, my God, it's a parrot over here.
It's your niece.
Oh, is it Jalen?
Yeah.
Hey, Jalen. She kind of sounds like a parrot here. Sometimes.
Ah! Gangsta.
Ah!
Yeah.
We might have accidentally taken Quaaludes. Who knows at this point? I kind of feel like it.
It really sounds like it. You guys are like dumber than normal.
I'm squawking like a parrot over here.
I just can't get over the fact that you legitimately thought this.
Trevor, are you still like the smartest guy ever? You can't be fooled.
Somebody said
you can't be
if
fooled.
If somebody told me Hulk Hogan was wrestling in fucking Fort Gibson Gym, I wouldn't go down there. Like, oh, what? Let's go see him.
At
like,
this point, I wouldn't be surprised. That alimony's kicking his ass.
It's that Mexican guy dressed up like Hulk Hogan. He's all like,
yeah, dude.
I met Hulk Hogan today.
What are you going to do, Romano, when the 77 centimeter biceps?
77 centimeters. How big is that? Is that even very big?
It was smaller than inches.
Thank you.
I mean,
Trevor, he really is the smartest guy ever. What, did you start reading books finally or something?
Reading books.
Well, these aren't gay.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe you called my dad just because...
I just couldn't believe that he thought it was a thing.
That it's going to take up a big part of this episode. That's hilarious. I don't even remember why we were talking about that.
We were talking about casinos.
Yeah, casinos are honestly kind of overrated. Oh, we were talking about eating lunch.
We were talking
there.
About how we used to eat lunch, and I told them that we'd go to fucking eat breakfast after a fucking
They have
Saturday.
Breakfast there? What they kind of, to. What do they have?
Yeah.
Like eggs and bacon
Yeah,
and
I mean,
shit?
I think maybe you and I, the whole time we went to the school, we might have spent $30 put together.
Yeah. Oh, it's really not cheap. Bad.
I mean, at gambling, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I would never.
I mean, that lunch was fucking good, man.
He was really saying was. It looked how crazy we looked for just going in there and eating lunch and then leaving.
Yeah. It's like, what are these guys fucking doing? They're just eating lunch?
Yep.
I would eat lunch there all the time. I remember, like, especially during March whenever I worked there, I'd go eat there during, like, I could take an hour lunch break, sit at the casino and watch March Madness because they'd always have a game on.
We would do that. Yeah, we would watch the games and shit on there.
I'd watch a game. I'd be just sitting there inhaling secondhand smoke, fucking mixing in with the flavor of the grilled chicken sandwich that I ate there all the time.
I mean, we used to go up there. We used to go up there at night because they had. Remember, we'd go up there and drink Vegas bombs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Vegas bombs.
That's what made me sign the contract that said I threw up in the parking lot.
Yeah,
it
sure is. Yep.
Trevor, I can't drink with you like that because you start throwing up. You're like a fucking.
Oh, that was back whenever I was a young pup and I threw up a lot.
He was only he was right in the middle of training for big of adult life.
Yeah, but he still throws up.
He
eats
never
edibles.
Once gave up. Goddammit, never.
Edibles, yeah.
Why? Why is your stomach so weak? You can eat fucking pickles with fucking horse tranquilizers, and you can't. But you can't.
He can no. He can spray liquid butter into his mouth. Eat a stick of butter.
Yeah.
But yet, you give him a shot of Vegas bomb, and he throws up. Yeah.
He can eat a stick of butter, but he can't fucking eat an edible. This fucking guy.
I don't know.
The stick of butter is worse for you.
I mean, probably, honestly, yeah.
What do you mean, probably, honestly? It's definitely worse for you. A stick of butter should last you over 2 weeks, probably. It should last you a while, a stick of butter. What kind
it's
of psycho
like I'm,
eats
it's
a
like
stick
I'm
of butter?
Them every day. It's just,
you're eating sticks of butter?
It's a party trick.
And what do you mean it's a party trick? Who the fuck's ever like, you know, it'd be cool if somebody could eat a stick of butter? You're just sounding like a fucking weirdo. Why is that guy eating a stick? If I saw a guy eating a stick
like
of butter.
Like I'm over in the corner just sneaking one in.
If I saw a guy announce to the party, hey guys, look what I can do, and start eating a fucking stick of butter, I'd fucking leave. Yeah. I'd fucking leave.
What's this, man? Yeah.
Like, it would make more sense if you were skulking in the corner eating a stick of butter. I'd be like, look at that guy, he's eating a stick of butter. But like, instead, you announce to the, like, we're all supposed to be like, ooh, look what he's eating. He's eating a fucking, what brand is that?
What you doing? What you making all that noise for, Jay Bird?
Oh my God.
A stick of butter. You're lucky you don't just drop over, like fall over from the cholesterol.
You know how many, the last time I've done that is?
Listen, how many of those homemade Pop-Tart things have you made now?
It's the second one.
Do you need a drink, babe? Here.
Oh, the disrespect. That's what you get. Two. I made two.
And did you eat the entire first tray by yourself?
Yeah.
In one night?
Probably spread around 2 days.
Oh, that's not that bad. I'd probably do
Garrett,
that.
Did you see the unveiling of the Samoan werewolf the other day, Jacob Fatu?
Yes, yeah, I saw it. Well, I fell asleep. See, you know what's funny? I've been falling asleep how you used to when you watch TV. You'd fall asleep and then like Cam would try to turn it off and I'd wake up and be like, "What are you doing?" So I think I'm starting to get into that mode. But that's how it happened. Like I had to be filled in, and like I had to like watch it through like a haze of a dad sleep. Like that's how I saw it. But I was like, "Whoa, is this real?" I almost didn't think it was real. I thought it was like fucking not even happening. So like, you know, I think it's pretty impressive. I wonder how this is all going to play out. I think it'll be Roman and the two Uso boys versus all them jokers, and The Rock will be with Roman and them.
Did you say The Rock would be with... No, you know what? I'm kind of thinking now, maybe it'll be the Usos, The Rock, and fucking Roman Reigns against the Young Bloods.
That's what I just said.
Oh, you did?
I don't see it. Well, dude, do the math.
I can't really hear you.
Do the math. It makes sense that way.
But I can see now. There's still one more to come, I think.
Who?
It's Umaga's son. I think he's the next one to come.
I thought that was the Samoan werewolf was Umaga's son.
I can't remember whose son he is.
Jacob Fatu.
Which one?
Jacob Fatu.
Jacob? He's it's Rosie's brother or something.
Yeah, I think because I know that there's one that's
Rosie's brother is Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's right. God damn it!
There's too many of them.
Where's the shitload?
Well, who's the Fatu? Those guys are Anokis. So who's the Fatu?
That's my favorite soup at Olive Garden.
Noki, what a soup!
Yeah. Well, anyway, so.
With that being said, I think that he. I don't know. I see The Rock and Roman against each other. I think that's definitely got to happen. And I think that then the other Fatu comes, and I think he'll be with the Usos. And I think it's going to be Roman, the Usos, and then you would have fucking the other Fatu, which makes what, four, versus The Rock. And was there Solo, the two guys? So there's five.
Solo, Tama, Tonga, and then Jacob.
Yeah, I think it'll be versus them, and you'd have you'd have The Rock, the two fucking Tama Tonga and fucking Jacob, and then the other guy, and The Rock, which makes it five. Solo. Yeah, versus Roman, the Usos. The other fucking Fatu and Sami Zayn. Because I think Sami Zayn's going to drop the belt to Braun Breaker.
You think so?
I think so, man. I think he's going to drop the belt to him. And I think then that's going to let him fade off. I don't know. Braun Breaker, my God, that dude is fucking insane. Like
he's fat. I mean, he's so fucking fast.
Yeah. He's such a beast. Like, he just fucking...
Yeah.
You sound like a fucking... asshole crazy version of Jim Cornette. I think if you were in charge of booking a promotion, you guys would be in West Virginia duking it out with the college football team for viewing. What the hell are you talking about? Fucking the dude, just do the math. They're not going to bring the other Ragu guy or whatever.
They're going to bring him. They've already done it. How many times? They're going to do it one more time.
It's going to be The Rock, Roman, and the Uso boys versus this group they got now. And then Paul Heyman's going to be like rotisseried above the ring like a fucking pig. And like whoever wins gets him as their advocate.
I don't know. I know it could play out a lot of ways, and
last
week. Or The Rock isn't involved at all.
I think The Rock's definitely going to get involved.
Maybe Roman Reigns just comes back and whoops all their asses by himself and reclaims.
I think it's literally, it feels like chess. It is like a fucking game of chess where it's like this move.
You know what? I feel like this is what I used to talk about at lunch tables in elementary school. A bunch of fucking nerds. You know what I think? I think Kane's going to come back and beat up Stone Cold. Fucking nerds, and get milk poured down my shorts. I'm surprised Dad hasn't screamed.
Kenny Omega finally comes to WWE.
You think so? Yeah, you know, it's about time now that he's old.
Nah, he's, I don't know. He might come eventually, but it'll be a while.
Kenny Omega show, mother effer. Oh, no!
No, but I mean, I think, like I said, I think it's going to be good. But it's like everything
I don't see
happens.
Sammy dropping the belt this soon.
I don't know. I mean, he's had a decent... He's had it since, what, fucking March?
I'll tell you what, Bron Breakker, he has another espresso. He's going to fucking drop dead. That dude is intense.
Yeah.
That dude's intense. If he loses the Intercontinental Championship match because of interference, he might...
kill a guy.
He might drop dead at Adam Pearce's door. Hey! I want people to stop interfering in my matches! This is bullcrap!
Yeah, no, I mean,
he sounds like a guy that was in the military and he got kicked out for being too fucking crazy.
Right, and Fiona's at it. Yeah, she don't need that.
We're documenting my parents babysit my niece on the podcast right now. This is insane.
All right, but look, I'm trying to eat dinner and watch the baby at the same time, so
hey, don't yell at us. Yeah, you called us.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You called me? I didn't call you.
You called into the podcast. You gonna yell at me?
Anyway, I'll talk to you guys. I'll holler at you guys later.
All right, Dad. Happy early birthday. We love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right, bye.
Mom loves you guys too.
Love you, Mom.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Yep. All right, that was my father.
Happy early birthday. Like a fucking month?
Yeah. No way I'm not going to be the first one to tell him this year. I told him, what's the date? I don't even know what the date is anymore because the
31st?
Last 2.5 weeks have been...
Oh, I thought you meant his birthday.
Like, Trevor's usually over here a couple times a week. This has not been the case since we've moved, really. It's just been too chaotic.
It has.
Like,
a lot of stuff going on.
It's been just a lot of stuff going on. Just a lot of stuff.
Summertime vacation, baby.
I've had to
leave.
No
vacation.
I've had to go places. Trevor's had to do stuff and go places. He's mysterious. He's dating a mystery girl. That
That's
enough. He hasn't told
false accusation.
Shut up. I'm not done talking yet. You let me finish. He's dating some mystery girl. I know that's what it is because you're always finding an excuse not to come over here.
He's
always
it from
finding
you.
An excuse. Well, yes, you would because you don't want me to ask you questions.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true? That means that you have doubt about it.
No,
I don't. It could be
it's
true.
It's not true, though.
Listen, all right, Trevor. I know you. You've got like you're one of those guys that does the plate spinning tricks. You've got like fucking 6 plates spinning at one time. I know this is actually really nice.
This view from Earth to Mexico. What a view, wow.
Apparently that's where that fucking meteor...
Here's the problem. Crashed. You know what I don't see? I don't see a wall. I sure don't.
Well, why would you? That's southern Mexico. There wouldn't be one
there. Should be one right there.
They should put one around the entire country. It's a terrible place.
Hell in a cell. A
lot of bad hombres. Dude, hell in a cell. America versus Mexico. Winner gets the other country. That's insane.
What a stipulation.
Yeah. But what does that mean? Everybody's got to meet at the border and fucking 3.
Oh, Hector gets William in a headlock. Oh my God.
Fight to the death. 3, 2. Or like you got to put a time limit on it. Then we'll do a head count.
It's like the Hunger Games.
We'll do a head count. We'll send 500,000 of our best versus 500,000 of their best. And we'll do a head count. We'll make them fight for 10 hours straight. Whoever's got the least amount of men after that loses.
Well, I figured it would just, at that point, you might as well just
fight to the death. No. Ubers living.
No. You just, we'll do it that way. There's a time limit so you can strategize.
Well, no. I mean, it's just...
Minimize death.
Oh.
Even though the objective is like, oh, so they've got to have less guys.
Somebody has to die to, in order for someone to win.
Fucking shooting two fucking people at a time.
Pew, pew, pew.
I guess that's a horrible thing to like even joke about, but you know, I hope it never happens. But that would be a fun way to settle disputes. He's just like, all right, how about this? We're going to do a draft. Don't matter how old you are. We need 500,000 people from the country.
I am glad to see that I missed the draft cutoff.
Yeah, dude, I'm 26 right now. So, like, I need to hurry up and turn 27.
Yeah. I was like, yes, I've never been so happy to be 28 in my life.
Listen, as long as nothing pops off in the next year or so, I'm good.
Just,
and like I said,
calm down, guys.
If anything like that happens, you think I'm not above cutting a couple of my toes off and making myself, like, useless in the war? I don't care if it's undocumented, like, on podcasts. I don't care if people...
I've got gout!
Even if I do it on purpose, I've got plantar fasciitis. I really do. That's a real thing. That's another thing I had to deal with. I was on crutches for a few days, but it's a whole other thing. But like, if you think I'm not going in the military, I'm not doing the military.
Dude, I remember
your fucking mind
when my fucking buddy was joining the Marines, and I was just...
Yeah, you know, I wanted to tell him it was a bad idea. You know, that's my opinion. It might be the greatest thing that's ever happened, but he had something that happened to him while he was there that really fucking sucked.
He did, but that was just a fucking bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's just a... You know,
I don't want to say anything out of line because I don't know how he felt about his time there, but I always am all.
I think he was ready to get out, but he's probably happy he did it, kind of thing, I guess.
I guess.
But I remember when he was joining the military and like his fucking staff sergeant would, I'd like go with him to do something at the mall because that's where the fucking place was. And I'd just be like around him and his fucking staff sergeant was trying to fucking recruit me and I was like, no. Like, no. Like, I don't want to. I'm like, I'm having a kid. Like, at this time, I'm like, literally having a kid. He's like, yeah, well, don't you want to be able to support your kid? And I'm like, I can by the job I'm working. He's like, yeah, but diapers are expensive. And he just kept going. And I'm like, the more you try to convince me, the more I don't want to do it. Like, I was literally like, I'm not doing it. There is not a fucking thing you can say to me that's going to be like, yeah, that's a good idea. Because guess what?
Dude.
Even if I wanted to, you think that my child's mom is going to want me to do that? No! So,
yeah, like, guess what I did? I signed up for the Marines.
Yeah!
I was at the mall today. What? That happens. You know that shit happens.
Yeah!
I remember Hunter asked me to take him to go talk to a Marine recruiter, and I told him the whole way there, I was like, Hunter, you wouldn't last 10 minutes. You wouldn't last 10 minutes at the Marines. Not because he's not tough or this or that. I know him. He can't hit. You can't get in his face and yell at him without him fucking stabbing you or punch you in the face.
And that's a lot of that going on. Like,
he has no tolerance for it at all. He can't handle that kind of structure. It's not what he. He doesn't respond well to that shit. And I know him well. And he thought at the time, he thought I was being an asshole. I was just trying to save him and from doing something that I think a lot of guys do because they feel like they don't have any other options.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like you could go get a job that pays you the same amount technically and, you know, you can leave that job without being put in a fucking military prison for deserting. I think there are...
You're not going to get shipped off randomly.
I'm not against the military. I love the military.
I think they should get paid more for doing that. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I would say this to any of our listeners that are gullible and easily persuaded. Here's what I say. You shouldn't join the military because you don't have any options. It's a bad reason to join the military. You should join the military because you feel like you want to and it's your calling and you really want to do it. I feel like it's a bad idea whenever a lot of these fucking sketchy dudes that... You know, their favorite hobby was hiding in the women's bathroom in high school and fucking trying to catch...
I'll say that some people...
A girl peeing in the urinal or whatever. I don't fucking know. Like, a lot of those creepy dudes that join the military that, you know, that... You, come on, you know. I know a lot of guys that end up joining the military, and I was like... Ugh.
Yeah. But, I mean, some people, fucking, like, it's good for them because, like, they were fucking crazy... You know, like fucking.
Yeah, yeah, go put a gun in their hand.
Well, I'm saying, like, but I mean, sometimes they maybe they didn't have that fucking
the structure
at
home.
Yeah,
but you know what happens with those guys? A lot of the times, what happens is they come back and then they try to enforce that shit on everybody in their lives.
Yeah, you get a little. I mean, you're in a different reality.
We're not in a barracks right now.
No, you have to adjust. It's just like when you go there, you got to adjust.
It's almost like dealing with somebody that was in prison.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Get all up in your face. Yeah. They get their fucking... They're always wearing pajama pants and a plain white shirt for some reason. Plain white shirt's way too big. What'd you say? Pacing back and forth.
But no, I've definitely... Yeah. You know, no, there's some people...
I don't know. Cool. I always knew. I was like, dude, I don't want to go to the military.
Yeah.
I want to... You know, I think it's good... To do that, I wasn't ever gonna join that and be like, because I don't think it's good to do something like that if your heart's not in it.
Yeah,
my heart was never in it. I'm not gonna, and I definitely don't want to be forced to do it. That's bullshit. I'm not over there in the Middle East telling everyone to suck my dick. Give me your oil. I'm not doing any of that. Why do I gotta go fucking fight? Fuck you.
Yeah.
If all these old fucking assholes in the government. Of all around the world. Go look at everywhere. Everywhere that these countries that are being ran by old fucking people that wouldn't win a fist fight against a 6-year-old. That's the fucking truth. And it's insane that they can make us go fight. That's the craziest thing ever.
And then just some that don't even know what the fuck they're even talking about. Like, they're just like...
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's just, obviously, there's got to be something going on behind.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely.
There's got to be some kind of pulled, for ruling sure. And strings being pulled going on behind what we actually see. But we actually see the results of this. Excuse me, God, I'm dying of a heart attack. They're initiating the chip in my brain. But, like.
Still, the government's listening. He's talking about
it. It's just crazy that this shit still happens, and, like, we're all like. What the fuck? We voted for this? We voted for people to fucking go drop bombs and put them up people's asses?
Yeah, I mean...
That's just crazy. That's what's crazy to me is, like, it kind of makes me feel good that I don't really vote because, like, I'm just like, I don't fucking want to vote for any of this. I don't want to be responsible. What if you voted for somebody and it turns out they ended up being a really shitty president and, like, they sent you letters all the time being like, you fucking caused this.
Like, you were fucking, like, you're fucking, just you fucking Bruce blamed. Almighty over here getting emails, fucking.
You get blamed. Voted for,
like, all the people who voted for this could complain to you.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking did this. You fucking did this.
Yeah, I've ended up being wrong.
And everybody just gets, like, everybody's just getting emails. Like, you're sending it to fucking.
I guarantee you that, it, like, a lot of these politicians, if that was happening to them.
What? I guarantee.
Did I say a word? What did I say? Like?
I guarantee.
What's wrong with that?
I guarantee these people over here.
I don't understand.
You said it without an R. I guarantee.
To me, it sounds right.
I guarantee.
That's how I fucking say it. Guarantee. I guarantee.
But yeah, no, it is ridiculous. I don't know how we got on this topic.
About what?
I think, I said something about missing the cut for the fucking draft. But yeah, the fact that that's even a thing is insane.
Dude, I would literally, I'd cut my
fucking. They're
fucking
knocking on
your.
I wonder if they, how does that even work? Like, we don't even know. You know what I mean?
Well, dude, we're not Germany. Germany's a relatively small country. It's easy to round people up there. So if they have a draft, they're going to come up to your house and they can be there pretty quick. Here, I imagine, here's what I have. I mean, if America.
You got like an Amber Alert
on
your
phone.
Because
they don't have. Because obviously, what did they expect? It's like, oh, you're putting it in my hands to go sign up for a draft? Fuck you. That hasn't been happening for 40 years, so that's why they did that 18 to 26 is, like, mandatory.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me. It's like, yeah, let's send the young future of the country. That's who is forced to go fight in a war if it happens, is the young generation that's going to lead the country in the future when we're all gone. Let's go kill all the... That's why Russia's not going to exist in 50 years, because they just sent all of their young men, and now they're everywhere in Russia, it's young women and 55-year-old men, because all the young men are dying in wars right now. It's insane. I don't know why we're talking, getting all political. I'm just, no, but the draft, it's current, so it's like it's relevant.
It's just insane.
Let me just put this out there. I ain't going. I ain't going. I guarantee you, I ain't going. I guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
I am saying it with an R. Guarantee.
You know, I know, but a minute ago you said guarantee.
There's an R in there. Guarantee. I said it with an R. It's just a guarantee.
Guarantee.
There's an R in there.
No, it's not. Guarantee.
There it is.
Guarantee.
Guarantee. Yeah, I know. I'm putting an R in there. You just don't get it because you're from fucking. Incestville.
Oh, Incestville, baby.
It is weird how many people are related to each other where you're from, Trevor. Come on, you gotta be honest. Everywhere you go, it's like, oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's my cousin. And, or like one day you're like, hey, that girl's hot, and your mom's like, that's your cousin.
That's never happened to me. That'd be a bad dude. That would suck, though.
That's never happened to Mom. You? I thought you said that one time you made out with a girl and you told your parents about it, and they were all like, no. That's your fucking third
First
cousin.
Of all, I've never told my parents that I made out with anybody. Really? Mom and Dad, I fucking made out with
I thought that was
Charisse.
Something you did. I yeah. tell my parents everything. I'd go sit at the foot of their bed. I'd be 18. I fucking fondle the girl through her fucking bra. And I'd go tell them about it. I'd be like, yeah, she let me touch him through the bra.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. No, I fucking... That'd be weird.
Yeah, you think? I mean, yeah. I mean, you could tell them in a non-weird way.
I don't think I've ever talked about it ever.
Nah, I can't imagine talking to your dad about.
Yeah,
you know,
the other day I was
the other day I got my dick sucked. Like, you know, I can't imagine you being 16 telling your dad about that. He'd probably hit you with a fucking 2x4. This boy ain't right. He ain't right. Burning you with a cigarette. He ain't right, damn it. What happened to him? That's what I'm gonna yell at Cam every time the kids are acting suspect around me. I'm just gonna yell, what happened to him?
What'd you do to him?
What happened to her? She's broken, I think. Check her batteries.
Something ain't right up there.
Something ain't right. All right, everybody. Well, I think we've...
Oh, my God.
I think I am officially tapped out on the gibberish and gobbledygook talk for our weekly check-in episode with you. Maybe we'll actually... No, we won't, because I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so we won't be doing a weekend episode.
This fucking guy, he's fucking got...
Well, you're the one that canceled this weekend and didn't come over.
It was suggested that I cancel. Let's just put it.
It was not
by Cameron Frizzell. It was
no. She asked you if you were coming, and you were all like,
"I said I don't, I'm." And I said she asked if I was on the way, and I said no because I just got home. And she suggested it.
It was actually me.
Well, you know.
Well, you kept going on and on about how tired you were.
Yeah, come on. I just told you how long of a day I had, and that's all I said.
I just worked 13 hours.
It was a long day. 20+ thousand steps. Tough on the feet. Tough on the feet.
Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. And me and Trevor, we sure enjoy doing it for y'all. You know what else we'd enjoy is if y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button. Follow us on anything.
Message us. Fucking ask us about something. You know,
reach out to us.
Input something.
You know... Yeah, anyway, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of The War Room. Goodbye.